is a crate 8. Of the
crate. She's a 6.
Real life 6. Crate 8.
My name is Andrew, and this is a bonus episode. I am here inside the resonant walls of a temple located upon holy grounds high in the most remote mountains. I am sitting cross-legged upon an altar. I make up one corner of a square. At the other corners, turned inward to face a large, glowing crystal at our center, are my fellow mystics and astral travelers. Together we channel the bright psychic energy of the stars and concentrate our powerful minds in order to solve the ancient riddles of the cosmos. I turn to face one of my fellow masters of the mind and unveil the first riddle we must ponder. Ben, my friend and valued wayfarer of wisdom, does a hot dog count as a sandwich?
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Yep. Done. Next.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Think about it. You're like, it's bread and there's stuff in the middle, so it's a sandwich. No need to think about it any further. Open face sandwich.
It's really just one piece of bread, though, when you think about it.
Yeah, but
if you look at it from the top or maybe the front, if you have it on its side, it looks like two, but really it's one connected in the back.
So it's sandwiching the thing that's in the middle. Pie is also a sandwich. Pierogies are a sandwich. Tacos are a sandwich as well, but only while the tortilla is up, while the tortilla is laying flat, not a sandwich. Lasagna is a sandwich.
Hmm.
Most things are a sandwich.
Hmm. Illuminating.
Yes.
Theo, my treasured prince of perception, turn your incredible mind meat towards this dilemma. If you clean out a vacuum cleaner, have you yourself become a vacuum cleaner?
No.
Seems like you're cleaning the vacuum.
It does seem a bit like you would be.
Yeah, I mean, this relies on kind of like semantic ambiguity. Mm. Also, I've been getting like real big gut aches when I drink wine lately. I don't know why. Maybe I'm fucking...
It's the sulfites.
Maybe I'm allergic to sulfites. I don't know.
Maybe it's the sulfites in there.
Maybe it's the histamines.
It's probably the histamines and the sulfites.
Every time I drink the alcohol. One mouthful of wine, I kind of need to walk around like I've been hit in the nuts. Mm.
I remind you that this secret temple was not built with ventilation in mind. And finally... We seek the perspicacity of Lucy, our beloved connoisseur of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We must conduct all of our cerebral power together to find the answer that will unlock our understanding of the universe. Is it a potato cake?
Oh,
or
I knew
a potato it. I knew scallop?
It. I knew it. All right, Jumni son.
Is that the sort of thing that that person was doing?
No. I've just been trying to think up an insult for this whole intro. I didn't really have one.
It's so fucking niche. You know what? I can't say this for certain. We've recorded like 800 of these things. I don't know how many words people say on average in an hour, but probably a couple of thousand words. That times 800. I think that is genuinely the first time the word perspicacity has ever been said on this podcast. I don't know how easily we could verify it. I just don't. I can't recall a single time.
Someone's listening and they're like, oh, what about episode 274?
Well, if you do, if you can think of a time that we've said the word perspicacity.
I'll give you $5. I'll give you $5.
How about this? If you can find an incident of someone saying perspicacity on the show, we will send you a sticker.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll send you 5 of them and a nude image, but it's not of the host of your choice. It's the host of our choice.
Yes. Yeah. The person we think is just looking the best on that day.
On that day. Yes. Yeah.
Because obviously it changes.
Obviously. You have
good body days and bad body days.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
Good hair days, bad hair days.
You just get a photo of an assorted hole.
Yeah.
Just hole.
One hole be assorted.
Playing guess that hole with the hosts.
Hey, if you were to contact us, you would have to do it through the Bunta Vista Hotline. It's time for the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515.
1-800-317-515. That's the Boulder Vista hotline. You can send us an email. Mailbag@bouldervista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook, yeah. 1-800-317-515, that's the Boulder Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Boulder Vista hotline.
This was sent into us by cherished listener Lars.
What's up, Lars?
This comes to us from the Dulux Australia website. Some Dulux colour names have changed.
Okay.
Now, I have winnowed this list down somewhat, but not entirely. Here we go. African Ambush is now Spice Powder.
Hmm. Pardon? Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, it was called African Ambush to begin
African
with.
African Ambush, they
picked,
correct.
They picked, yes, African Ambush for that one, huh?
Yeah.
Amazon Queen is now Organic Olive.
Huh. Mm-hmm. It's like
the skin color of a sexy lady. Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, I was gonna say it kind of makes it worse to put them side by side with the woke
big booty
one.
Latina.
Yeah, I would like just remove the color entirely and then come up with a slightly different shade and then call it that. Don't invite the comparison.
Call it something normal. Yeah,
I gotta say, organic olive does not look good. That is a nasty color to have in your house. That is the you know the color of green that gives you nightmares if you paint your room that?
No.
It's that
no.
one. No. I don't think it's actually scientifically true in the slightest. I remember getting it as a bit of received wisdom.
That sounds
20 years ago.
That's baby shit green. That is way browner than it should be. That's
diarrhea so green.
That's not nice. Ape Land is now Forest Vista.
Ape Land?
Ape Land is now Forest Vista.
Yeah,
what is the forest if not an ape land?
Yeah,
the paint designer just picturing. Now, what does this make me think of? What's ocean.
The place where ape live.
Yeah,
the
I see
ape land.
A place where apes rule.
An ocean of trees, vines. What do you call that again? Ape land.
Welcome to Ape Land.
I yearn for adventure. The wind whispers to me, Ape Land. She calls me.
Arabian Silk is now Wild Hyacinth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. Asian Violet is now Muted Violet.
Silencing Asians now.
Interesting.
Assassin is now Nautical View.
Okay. Oh, I would love to paint my walls Assassin.
Yeah. You had a color called Assassin?
Assassin?
Are we guessing that's like a blue shade?
Well, it's got to be
maybe
a blue.
Like a navy?
Surely.
Nautical View as a color has got to be, it's got to be a blue, right?
Yeah, that's just a sort of a dusty-ish blue, I would say.
Because like if you were previously calling that color Assassin, when I picture the Assassin, I am picturing him in like the head-to-toe ninja pajamas, and they are that color.
Yes. I don't really think of assassins as being blue.
Do think of them as ninjas, though.
That is true. Assault is now Blue Pace.
I would want that to be a fucking insane color. If I was going to paint my walls assault.
We've assaulted the walls in the spare bedroom.
Yeah, and it's just sort of blue. It's just sort of like middle blue. Mm.
They've done well here, like with their metadata or whatever, because if you Google Dulux Assault, you get
the new one, you get Blue Pace.
Blue Pace S39, but there is no mention of Assault anywhere on the page.
They're trying to change our history. They're trying to raise.
It's like, might as well be burning books out there.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You thought it was bad when the Nazis do it, but when a paint company does it, you are literally cheering. You're walking into Bunnings and you're hooting and hollering.
I thought you were going to say, that's right, it's even worse. When a paint company does it. Ooh.
Aztec Tan is now Outback View. I think these might be Australian.
So they are,
I think.
Yeah.
I suspect. Beggar is now Wingspan.
Beggar? Okay.
I mean, it definitely has a grace to it now that perhaps Beggar did not.
What
hobo
what are you going for the veranda? We thought Beggar.
Yeah. Or maybe beggar half.
I know you like the beggar, but I really like the hobo. I prefer the hobo.
Oh, here's one that hasn't changed that I enjoy. Hog bristle. Hog bristle half or hog bristle quarter.
Is that a dark brown?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. That's very evocative.
I don't think there's a way for us to figure this out, Ben, but I would genuinely love so much to have the year that each of these the originals were coined. Yeah.
When they were minted. Yes.
Yeah, because yes. Like you could really picture some of these being like mid-1980s, but by the same token, you could really imagine somebody in Australia in 1994.
There's no way there isn't one called like Oriental Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's very interesting that you say that. Blonde Girl is now Warm Sunrise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glow Up.
Blue Mosque is now Tech Blue.
That's an interesting change.
Yeah. Don't really know about that one. Can't have a mosque in there.
Not allowed.
Bombay Pink is now Splendid Coral.
Bombay Pink.
You couldn't just change it to Mumbai Pink?
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking, when your paint is named after a city that no longer is called that because the original name is just sort of like a colony name.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got to change the name.
Yeah. You could have just updated that. Would have been pretty
easy.
Could
update it, yeah.
Hmm. Buffalo Bill is now Smooth Caramel.
Buffalo Bill?
Buffalo Bill? Yeah.
Okay.
The skinning guy?
Yeah. Interesting choice.
The guy with the hole?
Yeah.
Big hole prison for women?
Yeah, the guy with the hole.
Cajun Brown is now Spiced Mushroom. Ceylonese is now Ceylon Tea. You don't hear of many Ceylonese people these days.
Ceylonese?
Yeah.
But so we're still calling it Ceylon Tea's fine, but Bombay Pink, no good.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
Interesting. Interesting where they draw the line, you know?
Hmm.
Well, you tell me, because cheetah, not the animal, as in someone who cheats, is now Pale Mandarin.
Okay.
Hmm.
So Mandarin, okay. Interesting.
Now you're trying to make me picture a particular kind of guy who has taken my money at Mahjong, you know?
You know what? If you go to the police and if you say you were tricked by a Pale Mandarin...
Yep.
They'll tell you you're being quite racist. So no one has called them that for a really long time.
They're keeping Ceylon. Apparently Ceylon was a transliteration of the name given to Sri Lanka by the Portuguese when they colonized it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's two layers of
colonization. It's like a double Google Translate.
Yeah. Great.
China Brown is now coffee dust.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
China. Some of them are worse. Some of them are worse. I'm just going to say it.
China Doll is now Forever Romance.
Mm.
That's a horrible color. I would never paint anything in my house Forever Romance, I don't think.
Is this just like an eggshell? Is this a white?
Oh, sorry. I just mean the name. I don't care what the actual color is.
Okay.
I don't want anyone to ask at a dinner party and say, what Dulux
It's paint Forever name Romance.
Is that? Forever Romance.
I don't want to go choose it. I don't want to go to the paint counter and say... 10 litres of water.
I'd rather be just 5 litres of Chinaman for me.
Yeah.
Can I have Whimsical Oriental, please?
I'm imagining that in like a year's time, once this is all sort of blown over, there is going to be an interaction between like an old painter.
When all this is blown over.
When all of this hullabaloo has settled, that there's going to be like a clueless like 25-year-old at the paint desk at Bunnings, and like he's got maybe spaces, what else, got his laboo-boo.
I think the spaces is probably like a 10 or 11 year old thing at this point.
Whatever. Yeah.
He's got the little earring, the little one cross earring in one ear. Thank you. That's what he's got. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fine line tattoos.
And he's wearing his earmuffs due to his noise sensitivity. And and like an old painter comes up and it's like, can I get this mixed for China Doll, please?
Yeah.
And this stupid woke, by the way, employee at the paint desk just stares at him, like gives him the fluoride stare, because they've been taking that, you know, like just blank, like, buh.
And Theo's sort of inhabiting a character when he's saying these things. And I really want to stress that, because we've been yelled at recently, even when we've said the we're joking part.
Yeah.
Theo doesn't believe that about fluoride. He has some very bad noise sensitivities. He's really
layers,
out of touch with what young people
of
do.
Why this is okay.
Young people aren't, we're the ones that have the sensitivities around names and stuff. Young people don't give a shit.
What's the point of setting traps for our listeners? Little email traps. If you're just
like
going to lampshade the traps.
I'm the fucking guy that has to read them and I hate them. They make me feel so bad.
Hey, I read them too and they don't bother me.
I have no idea how to check the email. So
yeah, me either. It
I can start forwarding you things where people have been concerned if that would make
this
you
is
feel
a,
better.
This is a kind of a really sort
you
of
guys
like...
from information.
You're gatekeeping. Ben's
I just make
the
rocket
the
go up. I make the rocket go up. It's not my concern where it lands.
Yeah, it lands in the backyard of my heart, which feels things very deeply, okay? I don't want to feel like I've ever wronged anyone.
Ben's
and every week, I feel like we have.
Ben's doing the shielding child in the bed meme, you know, flaming arrows raining down upon him. I am stepping out from behind the shield, holding a small piece and saying, ha! Look at that.
That has happened quite a few times where I've gotten an email and been like, well, Theo could never hear about this. And then fucking 6 hours later, Andrew's posted in the chat.
I'm like, look at this. Silly.
Isn't this crazy? This person really doesn't like us.
I think for how infrequently it actually happens, it's very clearly true that it does land in Ben's tender hard yard.
Oh, I can't do it. I'm not made for this. Color of Asia is now purple hint.
See, all right, I think I figured out what's bothering me about putting them side by side, right? Is that somebody has read the old one and they've said, we can't have this anymore. We can't have this, okay? But what does Color of Asia make you think of? You know? And then they're like transmogrifying it into the next thing. Instead, these don't feel like they've like, a lot of the time, like they've just said, fuck it, pick a new name. Just make it super random.
Oh, like they're trying to keep a through line?
Yeah, like changing Ceylonese to Ceylon tea. And
I don't know why that one, they've just gone with
that's
fine.
That one's kept. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, so there is still Oriental Rose, if you go and look it up, but maybe that's like a proper noun thing.
Of the Orient?
It's always oriented towards something. That's one of those things about those
north-facing,
oriented rose. Confederate is now innovate.
See, if you put them side by side, you say, why can't we have this one? Because of the Confederates, right?
Why not call it Union?
But when you think of Confederates, what do you think of? Innovation, you know?
They really innovated.
Confederate is now trans. Confederate is now gender.
Congo Capture is now Cinnamon Chain.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Changing Capture to
Congo
Chain.
Congo Capture.
You know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
That sounds bad. That
Any
has a bad
Any person would
energy.
Associate that with bad stuff. Cuba Brown is now Brown Ranch.
Brown Ranch.
Brown Ranch.
I hate that.
Horrible.
Yeah,
that's
bad,
like a bad like,
mouthfeel.
I've been squirting out some brown ranch.
You don't want to be told somebody is bringing over a dish of like fries and brown ranch.
Uh-huh. That's fucking nasty.
Oh, you guys innovating back there?
Fuck, that's a 50-50 mix of ranch dressing and that good old fashioned Texas barbecue sauce.
Yep. Oh, we're having brown ranch tonight.
I've caramelized some mayonnaise.
That's pretty good. If you're an American listener, you probably already have a ranch going. Open in the fridge. Could you mix
what
that with some barbecue sauce?
Brown that shit.
And then just tell us, I want a one-to-one. Tell us if that tastes nice. Da Blues, that is D-A space blues, is now Cabinet Blue.
Kind of took the fun out of that one.
Took the magic out of it, didn't
it? Putting a little bow tie on a lot of these.
Endo is now Festive Green. What did you mean by endo?
What did you mean by endo?
Like endometriosis?
Like endometriosis?
You had a color called endometriosis?
Yeah.
You made a color out of the slang word for endometriosis?
Yeah. It's our least popular bedroom color.
No one wants to paint their walls meningitis.
I was thinking a feature wall of pneumonia.
Do you reckon other countries are calling it endo?
Shortening like it to endo?
It's like
it's very Australian kind of
It feels very
isn't
Australian
it?
Leaving the mouth, but also it's like insane prevalence with women all over the world. Probably means people are shortening it for time. Oh, you've probably. Got endo? I've got
yeah,
endo.
Yeah, I've got endo. Yeah, you're sick of having those conversations.
Doctors didn't listen to me about endo.
Yeah. We listen to you about endo.
We care.
If you have endometriosis, write in and we will say, yes, you probably do.
Yeah.
Something I think that non-Australians think they get but don't seem to quite get is like
so bad at it.
Yeah, the rhyme or reason to what we shorten
and
to
how we do
something
it.
O,
yeah,
Robbo, you yeah. know, like and it doesn't have to make sense at all, and it's not always an abbreviation. Like I know I've absolutely witnessed people in the past make words longer. By converting them. Like you have a friend called Ben and people are calling him Benno.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you made it more syllables.
It's not crazy. Because we're pressed for time.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not why. No,
we are not yeah. pressed for time.
They do no. not understand
we live
the
a very
mystical
lifestyle.
Cultural reasons around what we choose to shorten or lengthen and yeah. why. What sounds good. They think
also,
they're doing
they
it right, but they're not.
They don't know which syllable to split the word on or which yeah. ones will sound good. They'll just pick the ugliest ones where they're like, you probably called coronavirus viro. Well, that's ugly. That feels horrible.
Why would we
the
say
mouth.
That? That's an Why insane thing that? To say.
Also, most of the time, international people are exposed to novel Australian word shortenings. It's from some fucking weasel person at like BuzzFeed Australia who's made mm-hmm. a new one up, being like, we're calling it the Cozzy Lives. We aren't.
We're not. We aren't.
We're calling it the Panny
we
D.
We weren't.
No one is.
We weren't.
Calling
not
it
a
endo.
Single person. We're calling it endo. We are calling it endo.
We are calling it endo, though.
I feel like I saw so many shit ones during, like, coronavirus stuff where people were just doing the most dog shit, fake bullshit that no one actually says.
Mm.
And then people overseas would be like, that's crazy. Every single Australian wow.
they say
is
we
calling it the
got
Panny
COVO.
D.
The Panny D where we all got COVO.
And they're looking after their, they're having a little Menti B because of the loco.
I think some people were saying that, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I don't
yeah,
like
well, I mean,
not me.
And, until I pedestrian went under.
Yeah, but pedestrian is still going.
Still going. Okay. Well, isn't that
interesting.
Isn't that funny? Because I could just consider their cultural cachet.
Fair Maiden is now Blossoming Rose. That's
gross.
Creepy as fuck.
This is what
that's
I'm saying.
So
don't
nasty.
Call it that.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
you've been
medieval
Maiden
uncle
before.
Talk.
You're talking
you can call a new
stuff.
One. Yeah. You can call a new one Blossoming Rose. You can't call the one that was Fair Maiden
yeah.
now
yeah.
Blossoming Rose.
That's
yeah.
what
that
I'm
just
saying.
Sounds like they've grown up.
Why didn't you call Idolatrous Oriental Blossoming Rose?
I don't. Like how they're changing them, putting them side by side.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's making it look so much worse.
That's so nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Crevasse is now Stinky Pussy.
Nubile Princess is now Fecund Meadow. Fiddler is now Banner Green.
Yeah, can we change Fiddler? Because
you didn't want it to be like Kitty Fiddler?
Like
Kitty
Fiddler?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. yeah.
that one?
That's really the...
But it's yeah. clearly
throw a
like
kid,
Irish
throw a kitty
thing,
up
right?
front.
Like he's fiddling on his yeah. fiddle, not his...
Yeah. yeah.
And they've gone for green.
Thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of people walking someone into a room and saying, here it is, my study, painted the color of the fiddler.
Yeah.
And having...
yeah.
And
we're
people turn
for...
to each other, uh-oh.
We're going to go for a pedo, but fiddler seemed better.
Yeah.
Fit the room.
Blast this joint up. And Banner Green like the Hulk?
like Bruce Banner?
Like I was
the
thinking
Incredible
of like a
Hulk?
Pennant Banner?
Like a pennant.
Yeah,
like a dark green. Banner a pennant green.
Yes.
What is a pennant?
Like a... Like you,
what is
have
a
you played
what
a single
a
like medieval video game of any kind in your life?
I played probably 10 hours of the Game of Thrones mod for Mountain Blade.
Yeah, that's a really good mod. That's just a great concept. The guy that made it is absolutely psycho. He's just one guy. And whenever people made feature requests, he would just fucking chew into them. It's fucking great.
Have you ever seen old-timey footage of a crowd and they're all waving a little triangle flag on a stick?
Yeah.
That's a long triangle.
It's a long triangle flag that traditionally would be coming off a lance.
Pretty cool. But now they use them for sports stuff.
Assumed knowledge coming into the podcast today.
We all knew. Three out of four of us knew.
We had that meeting last week, the pennant meeting. Yeah.
You've had about 8 years to learn what a pennant is.
Yes. We thought that was kind of a prerequisite. When we let you into the podcast, when we were already the podcast, we assumed you knew what a pennant flag was.
Yeah.
Guess we were wrong.
Until you, from when you let me into the podcast to when you fire me for the live appearance. In between,
I hope you're not feeling any like residual anxiety about that at all, though people keep making reference to it.
It's good.
You should listen to it when it comes out. You should listen to the episode and just check that everything was cool.
Yeah, just a little double check. I listened back to some of the parts that I thought were maybe the worst parts of it. It's not as bad as I remember.
Oh, that's good.
Punta Vista. Yeah.
We're really selling the sizzle on that next live show.
Well, because I can't remember all of it.
There's that.
Lusty Lavender is now Dusty Lavender.
Okay.
Yeah, now sort it's a bomb pussy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this one? Maiden's Blush is now Delicate Bloom.
You did it twice.
Again.
You got a fucking pervert on stuff.
Same thing. Yeah. Get him out of there. Not less perverted.
Does this paint color make you think of a horny woman? A horny lady?
Heaving breast. Is that good?
That's something.
Male is now mellow beige.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Male is a weird name for a color.
That like
is
man? Odd. Like man
yeah, male.
Male.
M-A-L-E. Male.
Yeah. There's a bunch of colors.
Mellow beige.
Yeah, well, that happens when you get in your 30s.
That makes me think of someone not flushing their dehydrated piss.
Mellow beige?
Because they've let it mellow. They've let the yellow mellow. And they've not flushed the yellow to save water, but it's beige.
I had a friend in uni the first time around.
Not clear?
His housemate was like the worst person on earth. And we went to his house for like a LAN party. His housemate was like gone for like a week on a holiday and I needed to go piss. And I think someone was in the other toilet. So I go to his housemate's toilet and this guy had pissed in the toilet and hadn't flushed before he left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pissed into it, not realizing what was happening, it pierced the skin, like a custard skin that had rendered on the top of the bowl and released just like the foulest piss smell.
What do you mean the skin?
It had separated?
A skein on top.
You can't.
A skein? It had formed
it
had, a skein?
A piss skein.
There was no toilet paper in there?
No toilet paper. He'd just taken a slash and walked away.
The oils in his piss had formed a layer on top of the piss?
As far as I can tell, he took a slash and then hopped in the taxi to go to the...
It didn't flush?
To the thing, like, you
gotta
everything's
flush
done
if your
there.
Wee is yellow. You can only leave it if you're hydrated. Then no one knows you pissed.
No one knows that's your piss because your piss is so hydrated.
Mr. Two, my two-year-old freaks out if there's piss already in the toilet when he goes to piss.
Well, yeah, because
he's
it's
just
unexpected.
Like,
that's weird. It's weird.
Are you leaving your piss in the toilet?
I am not leaving. This is the children's toilet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So Finn will take a piss and then he'll just...
Well, some of us only have houses where there's only adults' toilets, all right?
Okay.
Because we can't split them up.
Yeah, but you also have no children, and as far as I know, your dog doesn't piss in the toilet.
No, I've been working on it. He really doesn't like to do it.
What are we talking about?
I don't know, but I love that you have another anecdote. Where are these all coming from? That's a little bit of forward sizzle for an episode you haven't heard yet.
Been unlocking
with
some
most
memories
of the
recently.
Anecdotes stripped out as far as
I know. I think the anecdotes are now so structural in the episode I can't remove them, because most of the back half is commentary on how many fucking anecdotes you have. Moroccan Brown is now Falcon Wing.
Oh, that's actually sick. I'd love Falcon to paint my house with Falcon cool. Wing.
It's a great name for just about anything.
Mexican Standoff is now Apricot Fizz.
Come on.
Okay.
That's a weird pivot. That's a very strange pivot. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame Falcon Wing's a fucking boring color.
Is it just beige? Yeah. Sounds beige.
No,
I think
it's
most
darker,
paint colors exist beige. Between like white and light
between
brown.
Between white and light brown, yeah.
Over 90% of colors are white.
Mm. Yeah.
Naked Lady is now Different Pink.
Okay.
All right. Different okay. Pink?
What are you talking about?
Strange Pink?
Strange yeah. Pussy? This
different
lady's
strange?
Got a
other strange?
That's what happens in my mind's eye when I try and picture a naked lady.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's not right.
Naked Lady is now Sex Pink.
Pale Lady is now Mystic Vision.
That's it's cool that I know that Mystic Vision is happening with a lady.
I know? Fucking love, if this was a pair of band name to album name,
yes.
either direction, Pale Lady by Mystic Vision or Mystic Vision by Pale Lady.
Perfect.
Fucking hell. Yes. Sight unseen, I'm in. Pale Oriental is now Gentle Sands. What colour does that make you think of? From either of them, you can tell where their thought process went.
Yep.
That's horrible.
I think I know what that is.
Can I retract something that I said earlier, which was, they've done a good job of like removing the search terms. The only problem is that every page of the website has an image of the swatch and rendered on the image are the words Dulux and Pale Oriental.
Yeah,
so they still
the
say all of
there.
Them on every one of the pages.
Oh, they hard-coded the type into the swatch.
Yeah,
into,
yeah.
Which is
yeah,
weird JPEG, because you could have just set the background color of a square with the hex codes for the color.
All yep. right, yeah. then. Nerdlinger.
Floating and taking.
Well,
I mean, we don't
why
know
would
how
it have to be stored
hex
as
codes,
an image?
Hex codes.
All right. There's no reason to store it as an image. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Get his ass, fucking web developer.
Okay. What did you... Well, I don't develop anything anymore.
Yeah, and I was doing web development today, so, you know.
Yeah, and you love it, don't you?
No, I had a Vue data binding issue, and I was going to just walk into the ocean.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's awesome. You doing MVC or MVVM?
I'm just doing whatever now.
Okay. Purity is now Fresh Lilac.
Okay. What's wrong with Purity?
Vaguely uncomfortable, but I can't quite nail down how.
I can.
Okay.
Virginal?
It might as well be like if they said Virginal is now Purity.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That's the vibe you're getting. They've just abstracted it one level further. Because you've got to ask what's wrong with the thing, you know?
I was thinking of like racial purity. It's kind of like a Rorschach test for all of us. Yeah,
yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah,
you guys were thinking of virgins, yeah.
Yeah. And you were thinking of your favorite thing, racism. Raging Cajun is now Velvet Cushion.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Saladin is now Salad Days.
What?
Can you imagine?
They shouldn't have access to the original name. They shouldn't know it. They should be going in just looking at the color.
Yeah, they should be taken into the lab blind
salad
seeing
days
these
mean?
Colors. Blind what describing.
What does Salad Days mean?
What is Salad Days? It's a Shakespearean expression.
Yeah.
Carefree and youthful time. Okay.
Yes. So you imagine you've conquered that much of Europe
Period
and North Africa.
Carefree innocence. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, 2025 rolls around and you're a Mac DeMarco album. They should have just named it Saladin. Give him his right proper name. Let him have the color. And then leave him alone.
Yeah. He worked for it.
Self-destruct is now Owl Wing.
Okay.
All right.
Why did they have a color called
self-destruct is now unalive.
And also, it's just another beige.
Most of them are beige.
Most of them are beige. That's what most colors are. There's a thousand shades of it. Yeah.
Is this
it's like
radio?
How you mix paints and
I think so.
You just
about
end up with brown.
40 minutes or so in.
Describing paint swatches.
This is. I'm just thinking about it now that we're doing it. I'm just spitballing. We're in an open, free dialogue. Is this what people want from a podcast?
I don't think about it.
Do you like this?
Don't think about it.
Do you like this?
Are you enjoying this? Is this making you feel good?
How about this, man?
Are you smiling?
How about this? I think some of our audience do want this from a podcast, and this podcast specifically.
Good. And some of our audience actually want us to be reading the hex codes too with them.
Yeah, they wish we'd go deeper into it.
Yeah, our wing is C1B298.
Perfect. You should be able to picture that pretty easily because you just instantly, you don't even have to know precisely what that is. You just convert the hex of each two digits as a percentage, and you can go, well, what's about like 70% red or 60% green however many percent
is
blue.
Is that what those mean?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that the sort of thing we should have? Is that good radio if we explain
like
how
that?
Hex color codes
work? Is that
work?
Better?
Yeah. Shy girl is now overt.
Oh,
Lucy? Yeah. I know you recently went through a similar transition. Now that you're living out loud.
That's very rude.
I just think it's beautiful how you're just feeling
shy
yourself
girl
right
is
now
adult diagnosis.
Spanish eyes is now adios.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's sexier. Okay.
Yeah, it is a little bit, isn't
what
it?
What if it was hola instead?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, if you named one of these colors in the 70s and you were really proud of your work and you found out that some upstart renamed them 2025, you might feel like you kind of got scammed. We talk about scams in Scamwatch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scamwatch.
This comes to us from KPNX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix.
How an employee of a small Arizona town allegedly embezzled over $170,000.
Let them have it.
Yeah,
that's not that much money. Like, let it go. Like to embezzle.
Oh, for embezzlement. Yeah.
For embezzlement.
Embezzlement terms. Like once you go through lawyers and stuff.
It's a walking around money, but it's, you know, it's not big embezzlement money.
A former employee of a small Arizona town in La Paz County is facing criminal charges for allegedly embezzling large sums of money over the course of many months.
That's what it takes. You've got to take your time. You know?
Not even in a big town either. They're working with what they've got.
$170,000 in a small town would probably go pretty far.
They're playing the cards of Delta.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you guys noticed that Debbie's buying a lot more cups of coffee at the diner?
Jennifer Al-Qaeda, who worked as the office specialist for the town of Parker.
Sorry, you're going to have to spell that.
Oh, you're spell so happy. It. You're so happy, Archie. You're so pleased with yourself.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Theo, it's highlighted in the document as well.
No, it's highlighted because I had to give myself a little bit of a note here. So it is spelled A-L-C-A-I-D-A.
Yes.
Al-Qaeda. Which Al-Qaeda. Is a surname of Spanish and Portuguese origin from the Arabic for Al-Qaeda, meaning leader. And it has no
like Al-Qaeda
etymological roots. No, because that's Al-Qaeda is from
is
the,
it,
the...
Is that
the,
not
the
from
base.
The same etymological root?
Oh. No, at least not as far as I could tell.
Yeah, that's and Americans will appreciate the subtle differences between the two,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I'm Jennifer. I'm Jenny
Al-Qaeda.
I'm
Johnny ISIS.
Yeah.
Jennifer Al-Qaeda was indicted earlier this year in Mojave County for felony charges of fraud and theft following an investigation into the town's finances. A report recently released by the Arizona Auditor General details how, starting in the summer of 2021, Al-Qaeda allegedly used the town payroll stock to issue multiple checks and deposit them in a personal bank account.
Okay.
All right. Good plan.
Quote, soon after we started our investigation, Miss Al-Qaeda admitted to the town manager she had embezzled town monies by issuing checks to herself and forging signatures on those checks, the report states.
She's just gone, you got me.
Yeah.
You know what? Save you some time.
Yeah, there's a paper trail there and it's all, I did that.
Yeah, all points directly to me.
Yeah. Do you know anything about these payments? Yes, I made them all to myself. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah, you
betcha. Illegally, I gave myself a bunch of money.
I took money that was yours, and then I made that money mine by giving it to myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And so that people wouldn't notice, I made it look like it was signed by other people.
I made it look like someone else had signed off on it, so it didn't look like I... You're looking at me like you understand, yeah. So I don't know if I have to keep explaining. I gave myself $170,000 and it was your money, and I spent it because I wanted it.
You didn't seem like you needed it. You didn't seem like you were really using it. It was there.
No one missed it. And until I right now it. When you're really missing it.
Here's my thought process going into this. More money for me?
I want money, and there's money here. And I'm the person that gives out the money.
And the fuck of it is.
Do you see how I've connected those things in my mind?
The fuck of it is that people have so little money.
Yes.
But cities have so much money compared to a person.
Yes.
They're hogging it all, frankly.
They're hogging it all. And you can just make one person's life better.
Yeah.
Through embezzlement. Person is you.
What about Jenny Al-Qaeda? You ever think about that? Well, you weren't thinking about Miss Al-Qaeda when you were making a new road or whatever.
Yeah.
When you hired me, Jenny Al-Qaeda, to distribute money for the town, I assumed that meant that I could distribute the money to wherever I saw fit, wherever I felt it could do the most good.
I'd use my judgment.
When I'm at work and if someone's like, what beers do you have on tap? And I point behind them to where the tap list is and they take a little bit of time to scan it. Sometimes to fill in the time, I'll fill up a little half bee's dick of beer for myself and I'll have a little sip of that while I'm waiting. And because I'm the guy that gives out the beer, I give myself a little bit of beer. Mm. It's just like a little bit.
You have beer, I get a little bit of beer.
I have a little bit of beer. That makes sense. I'm the person that gives out money. I give myself a tiny little bit of money.
Yeah.
Jenny Al-Qaeda.
Give Jenny Al-Qaeda a taste.
I got a question. Jenny Al-Qaeda's got a question. Are we going to start like micromanaging everything around here in the office?
Oh, are you going to ask me how much water I had today? Are you going to ask me when I went to the toilet? Yeah.
Oh, you're going to start asking kind of me about the toilet.
Just because how many times did you piss today, Jenny? Are you pissing right now? How many times did you piss today? How much milliliters? Fuck.
Yeah.
You have to know exactly how much of exactly what kinds of things I've dispensed throughout every day. Is that what's going on now?
Just because I do it in the office, you get to know everything about it?
Yeah.
Oh, ask me how I masturbate in the office. Okay, fine. Yeah, I guess you're going to get really
How many
invasive.
Times today? How long did it take you? How many fingers?
Oh, you...
Because you get to know everything.
12, 45 minutes, 3. That answers your question.
Oh, like with the pinky kind of pointing out.
Well, you're doing it during work hours, so you got to do it properly. You know?
Bottom three, so you're just pointing at the door.
Hey, remember when you're masturbating with three fingers? Pointing at you.
Hey, fellas, you're wanking with three figures. You're doing it like this or like this?
That's one of the questions we're pondering in the temple. If you masturbate three-fingered, is your thumb?
The other finger is pointing at where you should be looking if you've accidentally caught a glimpse of me doing it. Over there.
Oh, what? You suddenly want to know exactly what kind of pornography I've been looking at on the city's computers? Is that what this is? You want me to list every website I've looked at?
Well, sit down. Here we go. She then allegedly transferred the money through Bitcoin digital currency to a person she reportedly met online, according to the auditor's report.
Oh, wow.
So, my first thought there, right, is that she's like really, really... really bad. Like my first thought with the first half of that sentence is that she's really, really bad at laundering money. She has dispensed checks to herself in her own name and cashed them at her bank and then been like, time to wash this shit.
Yeah.
But I think it's the dreaded person someone met online that's concerning me here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm up to this.
A lot of people send a lot of money to people that they met online and have never seen in real life.
Like people whose podcasts they listen to, a lot of money.
It's very normal and you should do it more.
Yeah, it's cool.
I read a story today. I don't even bother including these ones anymore, really, because there's not a lot of meat on that bone.
If you embezzle $170,000 and give it to us, we promise you won't get in trouble.
Yeah, we won't put it on the show or anything like that.
We will not be mad at you. No. No one will be mad at you.
I saw one today about a woman somewhere in America who gave, I think it was like $60,000 to someone that was impersonating Kevin Costner. It's just awesome. Like the figures that people are tricked by, where they're like, holy
That's really funny.
Shit,
imagining the dance.
Costa.
Like, I need to make a Dances with Wolves sequel. Yeah. Please send me
$10,000. Please help me.
We're making Waterworld 2, Rise of the Mariner, and I need $60,000 in iTunes gift cards.
The ironic thing is, he's been doing so well. I don't think he needs your money, Jenny Al-Qaeda.
Guy Sebastian, though,
Guy Sebastian could need your money.
He could need your money.
You should be more of a realistic, like a desperate figure.
Like, I don't think he's like financially locked in. I don't think I'm like right now in my mind, like Guy Sebastian never has to work again.
No,
he needs to work again.
He's got to work.
He needs to work.
He's got to work.
We are collectively getting Guy Sebastian through his hard times.
You can't be living off the angels brought me here money. Like, that's not happening.
That's dried up.
That's dried up.
That's gone.
The money he got for spreading COVID, that's gone as well. Yeah.
Hey,
the
Guy
Chinese
Sebastian.
Government gave him $1 million.
Yeah, but he lives in Sydney, so that lasted him about 6 months.
Yeah, bloody hey, a month's rent, am I right?
When you're walking on the beach and you saw... what, four sets of
four
footprints?
Sets of footprints. Four,
that's when Bunta Vista was carrying you.
All he needs is $30,000 to open a natural wine and small plates bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Redfern.
Guy Sebastian's natural wine bar.
Head straight to Western Union.
And he's going to work behind the bar as well. Like, it's not like he's just going
to put his
name on it. Like, you could go in and Guy Sebastian's like, how do you feel about a skinzy orange?
Yeah.
You like a fuck. I can tell just by looking at you. You know what? If you don't like it, you don't have to pay for it. I think you're going to love it. And Guy Sebastian will do that to you. You could fuck Guy Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
could.
That's
nights,
the promise of the bar.
Definitely fuck Guy Sebastian.
It's called the
he
You
seems
Could
accessible.
Fuck Guy Sebastian Bar.
YCFGS.
Could it be you?
Every Thursday night they do karaoke. And everybody goes, come on. And he goes, no.
I couldn't.
But, then he gets up and he always does one.
Yeah.
He always does one. And, oh, isn't it amazing, you know?
Yeah.
He always does as a duet. It could be you. It could be you.
It could be you.
Miss Al-Qaeda was able to orchestrate this scheme undetected because the town manager had not reconciled the payroll account since March 2021, the auditor's report states.
So really, she was able to do this undetected because there was absolutely no detection of any kind taking place for years.
Because no one's looking. Yeah.
Okay.
In addition, Al-Qaeda allegedly admitted to using town credit cards on about $4,600 of personal expenses for multiple Apple products and men's designer colognes.
Yeah,
ooh, she's getting
Kevin Costner. Yeah, he needs 800 bottles of Dior Sauvage.
Is he wearing that as his daily scent? I guess he'd have to. This makes me think it's not like just a strictly online Kevin Costner type scenario, because if she's buying thousands of dollars of men's colognes.
It's Jeremy Fragrance. She's getting scammed by Jeremy Fragrance.
He's like dancing in all his videos to her requesting the cologne.
Can I make an omission?
Yeah.
An omission or an admission?
Admission. Omission.
An admission.
You don't want to add something you'd like to leave out?
You want to do an omission?
Is it about your fragrance?
Can I add an omission?
What are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
I don't understand what smells good.
That's
I can't tell.
I can tell your partner
smells bad and vanilla smells good, but in the terms of like fragrance,
like
if you're a man, you just get your partner to buy fragrance.
In terms of what?
Fragrance. So you're not wearing any fragrance. That's what I'm gathering.
But you're wearing an antiperspirant deodorant.
I will say that I no longer wear Lynx's Africa.
Okay.
Ever since in 2019, my wonderful coworker Hugh walked in and took one sniff and said, "Is that Lynx's Africa?"
Shit, dude.
And I
got clocked. Got clocked at work.
Immediately Africa clocked, and I'm like, okay, all right. Look, I have the bottle from like when I was, all right, for like 10 years ago. I'm not a stinky man.
How much of it are you using if it's lasting for 10 years?
Not much. I don't really smell. But I've got a different can now. It's green. Do you know what the green can is?
Is it Brute?
Is it
still Lynx? Yeah, is it still Lynx?
Xbox scent.
No,
I do not.
Is it like a forest green and the logo is
it's
it
like
a,
tall.
A circle?
Or
yeah.
White.
Yeah.
That's like some old man shit. That's like some old spice.
But if you look, I don't know. I don't know. What's the difference? I can't tell.
You got to lock in a scent that works for you. Hey, I hope we find out more about who this woman was sending money to. And we might do that in an update to a news story. We talk about updates to news stories in Oh Shit, It's an Update to an Old News Story.
Oh shit, it's an update to an old news story.
This is an update to a story we discussed in January of 2023 in the episode 282, Baleful Cleaver Pig Chop Not Slop Remix. This is from the CBC. Abandoned St. Mary's fish sauce plant finally getting cleaned up, says Mayor.
Oh, no.
2.5 years ago, we talked about this. After years of calling for the cleanup at a long-abandoned fish sauce plant, the mayor of St. Mary's is celebrating that the end is finally in sight, something he says he once doubted would ever happen.
Theo walking past. Does that smell...
Is that bad
is that
or good?
Is that or bad? Is that bad?
Can't tell.
Can you imagine the, like, super long fermentation fish sauce? How good is that big hit of umami? Dropping
probably
that
just
in your bolognese.
Salty, right? Just smells salty. Yeah. It can't be that bad.
You get in there, you dip your finger in the forbidden ooze.
Yeah.
Little taste. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Put down a little pasta.
Ooh.
Gonna wipe my banh mi on this wall.
The Atlantic Seafood Sauce Company plant in St. Mary's on Newfoundland's Avalon Peninsula has not operated in 2 decades.
It's just so evocative.
Yeah. The Atlantic Seafood Sauce Company plant in St. Mary's on Newfoundland's Avalon Peninsula has not operated in 2 decades. Over the years, residents have complained about the rancid smell and vats of decomposing sauce inside the derelict building.
Yeah, I think the two are probably linked.
Maybe, you could say.
We're blowing this story wide open.
I think before they clean it up. So they've cleaned it up?
No, well, we'll get to that.
Are they cleaning? I just think before we clean it up, we just got to try dipping someone.
Yeah.
Just see what happens, whether it kind of like opens up a new evolutionary pathway.
Mayor Steve Ryan said the provincial government has set aside money in the recent budget for its cleanup, an amount he declined to disclose. So he's probably embezzling it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for fish cleanup. Kevin Costner, I got you $60,000.
Dennis Quaid, the money is on the way to you.
I also got you some Calvin Klein 1, Dennis Quaid.
Calvin Klein 1, Dior Sauvage. So it's all on the way.
Quote, "We are finally almost over the finish line," Ryan told CBC Radio's The Broadcast.
I'm really imagining that quote with like audible gagging.
Yeah.
Throughout.
We're almost.
Almost.
He said the town is working with the Department of Environment and Climate Change to write a tender for a consultant who will then help the town select a company that can clean the site of the former plant.
Yes.
Wow, you guys are easily 6 to 7 years away from the cleanup at this stage.
I don't think that saying almost over the finish line is right. Mm-mm. I don't think man. You should be allowed to say that right here.
This guy's standing in front of the Mission Accomplished banner while they're talking about writing a tender for a consultant who will then come in to consult on which company to choose to then do the site clean.
I don't feel like you need like KPMG involved in this job.
No, Deloitte doesn't have to come in and pick the fish company that will take away the fish. You could just get like a guy with a dump truck and a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Get the fucking guy that cleaned out the abandoned meat processing plant.
Power washer guy.
Yeah. Just a team of burly guys with hazmat suits and like the will to get a job done.
I saw another great headline today that gave the same energy as that statement from the mayor, which was from the New York Times, "Breaking news, Meta is said to be preparing to unveil an AI lab dedicated to a hypothetical system that exceeds the power of the human brain.
Great.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
They're awesome. Said to be preparing to unveil a lab which is dedicated to something that is hypothetical at this point in time.
Oh, yeah. It's all happening, isn't it?
Wow, that's on our doorstep.
Many residents thought the cleanup would never happen, he said.
Yeah. And it probably never
will.
It's
not happening.
It's not happening right now. Yeah. There's going to be like a change of local council. They'll be like, oh, sorry, the funds we put aside for that we actually need for something else, so we're not going to do that, so don't worry about it.
The new mayor wants to give it to his cousin's company to clean up.
It probably can't last forever. There's only so much smell.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't there a point where it'll just sort of ferment into neutrality?
Yeah.
Into being completely inert?
In like 40 or 50 millennia.
I just don't know how much more
What's
it can ferment.
Half-life on fish sauce.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What if you just put it into the ocean? Now, it's something they do point out, which we did talk about in the first story, is that this substance is, in their words, quote, acutely lethal to fish.
Ah.
So there's probably going to be some
fish. Why they're not putting...
That's probably like a short-term problem is that you will cause a massive fish kill if you put it into the ocean. But then after that, like fermented fish remains, there's lots of stuff in the ocean that eats that.
Yeah.
What if it just spread out and all the ocean starts
spread it
like
out.
That?
Or put it in like a mine shaft or something.
Yes. Just dig a big fucking hole and tip it in and then cover up the hole and then no more 20 years of horrible smells.
Put it in one of those rockets that you send into space.
I feel like they can, at the very least, get a guy in with a sucker truck, a few hundred bucks, give him euros for lunch.
Yes.
Get him
and
a
you're like
of
getting
after?
The material out of there, and then you can work out the rest of it.
Give him the lunch before he goes in, though.
Before he goes, very important, yeah.
Yeah, although he's going to lose it pretty soon.
Oh, that's true. Okay, all right.
How much would you have to bribe a like city employee who mans the gate at the tip to just dump some nasty fermented fish sauce? I don't think it would be that much. I think
that's
if you
probably
gave,
not much at all.
If you gave anyone at the tip $100, they'll let you do fucking anything.
200 max.
Yeah. Be generous.
Be generous. Like, give them a little extra.
Yeah.
The city's
got a lot
of
money.
Yeah.
Now, the innovative mind would have used this opportunity to stimulate the local economy by offering a bunch of local drunks the chance to dig a big hole and, like, line it with concrete, you know?
Mm. Yes.
Pour this stuff in, cover it up, give them something to do with their time, you know? And then you say, get this, we're going to give you guys $5,000 between
the
all
the stinky
of you.
New deal. We've got work that needs to happen. Put some money into the fucking economy and just do it. None of this fart-assing around. You know how much money they're going to waste on the fucking consultant that'll then be absorbed by the company? Yeah. You just give money to the people who are going to do it. Cut out this middleman. Do it right now. Do it
it's
20 years ago.
It's called direct action, probably.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's what direct action refers to generally.
Get Terrence and his buddies down at the pub. Yeah. You say, hey, we got a little something for you this weekend.
Oh, my God. You walk into O'Grooligan's on a Friday night. Everyone's had a couple of beers. You turn the music off and you say, all right, listen up, you, what do people from Newfoundland call themselves?
You newfies.
You newfies. Ooh. I got fucking $2,000 in my pocket right now for anyone who's going to just make the fish sauce problem disappear. You see what fucking happens to that fish sauce.
Yeah.
I got $1,000 for whoever can drink a cup of this fish sauce. Big cue.
And on Monday, we'll take you to whatever Canadian Lowe's is to get you some new clothes.
Yeah.
So you're going to need a whole new outfit. We'll get you some jeans. We'll get you a new denim jacket.
Yeah.
You are covered in vomit and you have blown the front and the back out of your pants.
Hey, I think that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for supporting the show with your money. We really appreciate it. Let us make it. We would not be doing this for free 8 years into it. We would have given up and gone on to other things.
The shine would have come off.
Theo would be painting. He would be actually recording the little songs that he makes sometimes when he's noodling on his guitar. Yeah. He'd have a Bandcamp page for a band called The Osiris Project. All the songs are 17 minutes long. He'd be so happy.
it's sludge metal, but with electronic beats.
Yeah. Fuck, that sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to Necro Deathmort, Theo? I think you'd really like them. It's like sludge metal, but with electronic beats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're really good. Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.